Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. One of the great futurists of our time, folks, Joel Barker, as I've told you many times before, I told you earlier in the hour, Joel changed my life with his work on paradigms, the business of paradigms, the book and the film. And now he's been a member of our Brain Trust very happily. We are for 14 years, and I encourage you to find him at joelbarker.com, and he's our good friend. Joel, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. Joel's been, as I've told you earlier, folks, he's one of my mentors. Hey, Joel, I love this. And by the way, folks, every time Joel, if you just tuned in and you haven't heard Joel before, he's been joining us now all these years, bringing us our reality from the future. He's like Merlin, right? He tells us what's coming at us from the future. And so he brings us things, and over the last 14 years, so many things that were just almost a gleam in someone's eye are now ubiquitous in our lives, like 3D printing and graphene, for example. Joel, thanks again. Let's talk about goat's milk, believe it or not. Folks, I got to say this, Joel, this is the first time we brought up goat's milk on the show, but the reason I like this story is because I grew up on a farm. I have milked a goat and I drank goat's milk. Now, it's goat's milk is not for the weak and wimpy. It's strong. It's very strong. It'll brace you. I can tell you that. But what's the news on goat's milk?
Well, the news on goat's milk is that scientists have begun to take the genetics of goats, alter them such that the goat will actually produce a cancer-fighting drug in the milk of the goat.
Wow.
So all of a sudden we have biotech joining nature tech. In other words, nature tech is the goat as it always was. Biotech
that gives you a chill, doesn't it, to think about something like that?
It's pretty – well, what's amazing is first of all, I'm going to apologize. They give the name of the medication. I went to Google to get the pronunciation. I still can't get the pronunciation, but it's a monoclonal antibody. Huh. And it literally is – produced right from the milk. They just separate it out of the milk, and they have the base to build the medicine with. And what's interesting is the quantity, because of the udder, is enormous compared to the quantity they were getting from mouse cells that they were manufacturing with. So they were doing these teeny little quantities. It's kind of a joke, you know.
So this how much milk so the can you goats get from become a scaled up version, a cetuximab. Is that it? Cetuximab?
Would that be? Yeah, that sounds kind of like it.
Cetuximab, like it, I think is no goat. Now goats don't give. Goats only have two udders, in case anybody doesn't know. Whereas a cow has four, and two teats, I should say, on the one udder. And they have two, and they don't give as much milk as a cow because they're smaller animals, of course. But the milk is very strong, and the reason I'm pointing this out is it doesn't surprise me that there would be some kind of another purpose for goat's milk because it's hard to drink if you're not a goat. If you're not a goat, at least
the monoclonal antibody drug is very powerful, and it can be used in multiple cancers. Right now, it's used especially for lung cancer. But
are they in stage three with this?
Say again.
Are people using it? I mean, are they treating people with this?
No, they're just in the next stage of getting to make sure that it will. You know, it's a chemical, and they have little funny twists and turns in the chemical, so they're checking that out right now.
Right.
But what they do know is they have been able to make the goats produce it, and they can harvest it. Hmm. So now they have to go through the FDA process to say it's safe and it's efficacious.
Wow.
But it's $13,000 a month for the treatment.
Well, of course, you and I know, and this is your future, your foresight work. You and I know that there's 13,000 now, but 5 years from now, you know, you could get, you might be able to get it in a pill.
In all likelihood,
kind of concentrated, ghost milk concentrated in a pill or something. But that's
the
future
part,
injection. Isn't it?
The fact is, it's being produced by 1,000 goats.
Right.
You know, it's the thing is, you can ramp up real easily just by adding goats.
Right.
It sounds crazy, but that's where we're heading now.
Well, the lowly goat, bless their hearts. I mean, they've been the stepchild of the animal of the farm animals for forever. Now they could possibly change the world. I like that. By the way, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back, and so look for this, folks. Pay attention to this. Goat's milk, cure for cancer. Keep that on your radar. That's an interesting topic, and you heard it right here first on the Small Business Advocate Show. From the legendary Joel Barker, 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.